Hello there, I'm Jimmy Chapman, and welcome back to part 2 of the Quick TTRPG Overview. I'm recording this in advance, so I can't say if the rules are attached here on this post, or if I can receive your support online yet. Whatever the case, I'll update the blog post this cast is on with better detail. If you didn't already catch it, check out the previous podcast, number 12, for part 1 of the overview. It's well worth your time, as much of the following, where we talk about the game moderator's role, game setup, and more about the history of this rule set, is gone over. Let's get after it. To get the player on their way, giving them good and bad consequences, guiding them on the adventure, a person at the gaming table needs to fill the role of game moderator. The GM does all of that and a bit more. GMs must describe what the player characters see and do, for one. Further, picking the right tools to give to players is a delicate and very important task. And when in doubt, if running a game session that'll be part of many game sessions, give the players weaker tools. When in a single-shot session, give them more powerful tools. You never roll dice unless you're randomizing outcomes as a GM. You do say whether a player needs to roll dice if what they want to have happen meets 3 criteria. The outcome is possible, the player character can reasonably do it in the fiction, and there's a chance of something bad happening if they try it. When you wonder what could happen, ask yourself, what could possibly go wrong? And when it inevitably does go wrong, describe that. As a GM, the role keeps the action going by determining quickly the outcomes of any disputes. When you are forced to moderate, you do so fairly, though what you decide is final. In less contentious situations, if a decision needs to be made, force the players to make it by introducing complications. Though there are many things that can make life more complicated, typically it's other people, and in the case of the game, non-player characters. NPCs are the artificial intelligences, or AI, or completely fictional characters of the game. Some are friendly, but virtually all should be obstacles between the players and their goals. The GM controls the actions of NPCs and roleplays as those characters if needed. When an NPC acts against a player character, that player character must roll dice to see if they can prevent the NPC from completing its action as intended. These characters are very similar to the characters the players created, coming in about 4 distinct flavors. The most basic kind of NPC is the minion. They have 1 hit, and cause 1 hit when a player fails to prevent it. Best served up to the players in the form of gangs of 4 to 10. Minions on steroids are considered super minions. 2 hits, and cause 1 to 2 hits themselves. They should be troublesome to players, and are candidates to leave +1 tools for players to find on their bodies, or in the wake of their retreat. Mini-bosses have 4 hits and do 2 to 3 to players. Pretty large and deadly, they're also prizes because they should provide players with +2 rewards on and around their person. And the 4th and final type of NPC is a boss. Very large and definitely should bring a player close to or below 0 hits. Boss NPCs have 8 hits themselves and deal 4. If the players can bring the boss down, the players should uncover some really good tools, including +3 goodies. If looking for ideas on tools to give to players, the rule set will eventually include a random tool table for different flavors of games from fantasy to sci-fi. In the meantime, tools can be bucketed into weapon, armor, medicine, consumable ammunition, and skill categories. Weapons deal 1 to 3 hits. They specifically give these hits at close range, at a distance, or both. These tools can break, jam, give fewer hits, or miss. Armor is whatever the character is wearing and should consist of the entire set of clothes. Armor drops the number of hits suffered, somewhere between 0 and 3. Each set of armor has an aesthetic quality. This is what makes armor of 0 hits useful. When bad things happen, though, armor can prevent fewer hits, hamper the action the player wants to take, or break. Medicinal tools give back 0 to 3 hits. A character can't regain hits more than they would normally have, and for players that's 6. And the more hits a medicine tool gives back, the longer and trickier it should be to give back those hits. Can't give things away for free or make it too easy, can we? Ammunition is a consumable tool. Sometimes a weapon can have the choice of jamming, requiring a turn to clear the jam, or the weapon can run out of ammo, requiring one ammunition tool to be used up. This kind of consumable is the same concept for things like food, fuel, some single-use medicine items, or really anything that can only be used once. Use it at your discretion. Skills are totally optional in a game. Everything from magic to swordplay is up for inclusion at the GM's discretion when considering the game's fiction. Skills don't go away unless a very bad thing happens, just like any other tool. However, if a skill is given, it should do something very specific, and if it gives more than a +1 effect or gives some complex effect, it should take some time to execute. To track fewer variables in your game, assume that any skill used takes 6 turns after executing to be usable again. We're getting ahead of ourselves with these tools, though. Choosing tools is important, but can only be done in the context of the game world. To set up the game, everyone at the table must help decide on a fictional setting. Part of the setting is the physical world itself, but it's also the technology, the roles and reputations of the characters, what is currently happening, and what might happen. Certainly, it must be decided what the characters are trying to do, what's stopping them, why they are working together, and the genre of the world they're doing this in. As an aside, every player and the GM should contribute to a collection of things they'd like to do, fictional people they'd like to meet, and events. The GM can then draw from this list on the fly to provide engaging content everyone had a part in creating. Whatever is decided initially, the setting, characters, goal, and opposition for the game session should fit in a single sentence. Here's a few. You play as rebels trapped on a winter planet besieged by the Empire in the Star Wars universe.
You play as travelers in fantasy medieval times who've discovered a buried jungle temple.
You are needing to escape the city while fighting off a horde of zombies. Notice anything about those examples? To speed up a lot of the world building, I highly suggest picking a universe that everyone at the game table is at least slightly familiar with, though the GM should be something of the most familiar between everybody else with the world that's chosen. Star Wars, Tolkien fantasy, zombies, ninjas, pirates, and classic superheroes are good candidates if strapped for ideas. Putting together the world requires everyone's involved. So does playing the game. That's why there are rules for everyone at the table, to be respected and followed at all times. You are competent. You are courageous. You are cooperative. And you are kind to each other, though rarely to the fictional characters. You all worked together to choose a fictional game setting, You're helping each other choose what and who the PCs, the player characters, are. You've suggested where to begin, the characters' goals, why the characters are cooperating, and what should happen in the game. As you are cooperative, you don't think too much or debate too hard on how to get the game going. It's entertainment, folks. You do not work towards making it anything but. I guess you'll need some things to get started with the game, right? Some physical objects in the world? 2-sided dice will be needed for sure, preferably a set of dice per player. Something to record with and record on to track player character stats and tools is also necessary. And include any other items that generally ease game playing. Oh, and of course, the rule sheet, which happens to have a space allowing you to take some notes while playing. And that's it. I'm looking around and that's it for the rules. Only a single page, front and back. Plus eventually a few sheets with suggestions on setting up the game and randomized tables. I trust this rule set provides the cornerstones for any gameplay session, blessedly short or epically long. Streamlined to get a game started in under 15 minutes. Sessions are meant to be played in 1 to 4 hours. Acting fast and doing things that make the dice roll is the driving force that keeps players engaged. After listening to all of this, you may be reminded of other games with similar systems, and you should. These rules are Powered by the Apocalypse, a narrative-focused tabletop role-playing game dice system that's the root of many, many other games. It saves the tedious addition or minute record-keeping of RPGs based off of spreadsheet-like war games. And I'm looking at you, D&D for war games. Having started this project with the intentions of removing common RPG pain points and speeding up gameplay, I spent more than 2 months studying various tabletop games, role-playing advice, and RPG systems. After easily dozens of games, hundreds of hours, and an entire book of notes that's in no way exhaustive, it's clear that the Apocalypse game engine is the most efficient for the quick TTRPG's needs. It's less complex than D&D, more focused on player cooperation, and less frivolous in its rules, an example of which would be the Stickman RPG. And, disclaimer that the Powered by the Apocalypse engine is used with Creative Commons permission. Everything else with this rule set comes from study. All games I've found distill into the 4M stat system of mind, machine, muscle, and maybe, the final stat to help direct the intention of gameplay. Any gear or equipment found in a game is a tool whose only purpose is to increase the chances of player success. It being of minor utility, a consumable supply or commodity, something that harms, something that heals, something that prevents harm, or a skill that makes the random numbers rolled more favorable. Joint world creation takes the edge off of having to prepare before playing the game. Random tables and putting the responsibility of rolling that outcome onto the player who wants the outcome helps the GMs keep the game flowing, and the minor record keeping and fast pace keeps players engaged throughout. All in all, I consider this system a success. I have some modules that use the game system, but do the work of building the world, creating tools, defining pre-made characters, and narrating missions for players to go on. It's all fluff. The meat and bones of this system is this quick TTRPG system, a template for any game in the future. I hope you get a lot out of this system, or maybe just a little bit. Even if you get a mote of inspiration to improve the systems you find in your life.
Whatever the case, please go forward and have fun responsibly. Hit me up with your comments and questions. I'll catch you next time. Cheers.